Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Officially time to kick off After Dark. It's 10:02 across Cairo. On the way, your love request, love dedication, 6163. Marwa's in the studio. Great topic coming up. We'll kick it off with Too Much Love Will Kill You right here on Cairo's number one.
To After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
A spider web is tangled up with me, and I lost my head. And thought of all the stupid things I'd said.
Play with Trouble right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. It is 10:11. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron. Want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. Last night, a little under the weather, didn't make it in to do the shows, but instead of just me on a Monday in the studio, my girl Myra Rocha.
Hey. Huh. Funny thing, yesterday I wasn't listening, so I didn't know that you didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend of mine called and he said, something is wrong with Aaron.
Oh, goodness.
I was like, okay, what happened now?
My stomach was just not, you know, every once in a while, like for the most part, I adjust to the food and things like that in this country. But every once in a while, I will eat something. Because I like to try everything because I like Egyptian food. Every once in a while, I will try something that just didn't want me to try it.
What was it this time?
Oh, I don't even know. Like these little things, like these little sausage things.
Mumbar. You went for the mumbar.
I don't know what it was.
Okay, girl.
Yeah. That'll be the last time I eat that. Every once in a while, though, that's what happens. I get into something that I probably shouldn't eat, but it looks so good, I couldn't...
Yeah, and they smell good.
All the food smells good. That's my problem. And with Ramadan, all the food is, like, amazing, and I'm just like... So that's that. What are we talking about tonight?
Lies. Oscar Wilde, my very, very, very dear friend, he said, "The truth is rarely pure and never simple." So we're going to be talking about lies, why people lie, how they lie, how to find out when they lie, the types of liars, and how to tell the truth. We have a lot of stuff tonight.
That's good. Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. What's your topic?
Talk about lies. Anything. You've lied to someone. How to find out if someone is lying to you. How does lying make you feel? How does being lied to make you feel? Just talk about lies. Anything.
All right. That'll work. On the way, more of your requests. Get in touch. 6163. Remember, the show is all about love requests and love dedication. So make sure when you send in a request for a song that it is a love request or a love dedication. Want to play this song. I actually watched the music video for this one the other day, and I was a big fan of the Eurythmics. You know who the Eurythmics are, right? Why do I even talk to you about music,
Marlo?
I told you.
That's the first thing I said to you. I'm going to be supportive. I'm going to like you no matter what, but don't talk about music.
Eurythmics sang the song, "Sweet Dreams Are Made of This."
See? Yes. Now, I know this song. I didn't know who was singing
it. Annie Lennox was their lead singer, and she's an amazing, amazing front woman for a band. And she did this song called "Why." And here it is, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Why?
music plays next. Nile FM.
All roads lead to Hurghada for this year's Eid Festival as Hurghada Marina Boulevard and Ministry of Sound Beach Club prepare for an incredible four-day celebration. That's right, from the 1st to the 4th of October, there'll be 15 DJs, 3 bands and 2 vocalists spread over 3 venues across 4 days. Catch Hybrid Monkeys and Screwdriver live. Nile FM's DJ Carlos, DJ Erin, DJ Zach, David Guetta's vocalist Tara McDonald, Cairo's DJ Brave, DJ Junior, and the UK's DJ Triple H. Plus, the usual Ministry suspects are set to rock the Red Sea. These events are in association with Nile FM and Community Times.
Wow, is that a Beyonce track playing through your mobile?
Yeah, I got it from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line?
Yes, the Superstar line from Telemedia. If you call 09000120 from any landline, you can download Beyonce ringtones and actual tracks.
That is really cool. I love Beyonce. How do I get her ringtones and tracks again?
You just call 09000120. It's the Superstar line.
09000120?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it and you could have Beyonce ringtones and tracks.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
حصريا مع فودافون خليك أول حد يدعي مع سامي يوسف في رمضان اتصل بأربع خمسات وخلي آخر دعاء لسامي يوسف الكول تون اللي تسمعه لكل حبايبك طول شهر رمضان
فودافون عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة
Imagine a touch of Arabia but with a Nile FM twist where East meets West. It's Nile FM's Arabiana. Tune in Fridays from 6 p.m. for an hour of Nile FM's Arabiana with Rami Mohsin and Mohammed Salah. Arabiana. Only on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Ramadan Kareem from 104.2 Nile FM.
Much best times are together. Feels like the first touch. We're still getting closer, baby. Can't get close enough. Still holding on. You're still number one.
Adams, please forgive me on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. It's 1027 across the capital. Want to welcome you into After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Mara Raja, and we're talking about lying tonight and how it affects relationships.
All right, let's agree on a few things.
Okay.
First of all, everybody lies.
Everyone. No one.
Everybody.
No one is not guilty of that.
All right, so how would you define a lie?
A lie?
Mm. What's a lie?
Ooh, that's a tough question. That's a really... Don't ask me that.
You ask me about music. Come on.
A lie. Well, there's different kinds of lies. I'll mm-hmm. put it that way. There's stretching the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a white lie, which is basically stretching the truth. Then there's a flat-out lie.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's... I mean, there's all types of lies. It's just when you don't tell the truth.
All right. People said that when you're stretching the truth or when you're omitting parts of the truth or when you totally change the truth, and this is all parts of lying. And as kids, we begin lying when we're 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that is basically to try to find out how to manipulate adults. You know, you're just trying. And then when you grow up, you begin having different reasons for lying. Sometimes you're trying to protect somebody's feelings. You don't want to hurt them. Other times you're trying to look better, trying to look good. But it gets worse with time. And it gets really worse the more you do it and the more you go away unpunished. So it kind of becomes like a habit.
Right, unless there's consequences.
Exactly. And there is a problem with liars. And this is a statement that I found and I really liked. It says, when a person lies, they have broken a bond, an unspoken agreement to treat others as we would like to be treated. So that means when somebody lies, he expects other people to lie to them. So the people who really, really don't trust you and cannot believe what you're saying are the ones who kind of lie the most.
I'm just going down this list. Very interesting.
Yeah. All right. So let's start by trying to find out how to know when someone is lying to you. It says there is no foolproof way, but there are certain things that you can notice. And basically, when someone is lying, when someone is trying to change the truth, they're exerting effort. They're going against their nature. They're trying to do something that is not right. And that shows on their body language. So here are a few things. And the first one is avoidance of eye contact. And that is basically when somebody is lying, they avoid having eye contact with you. They can't look you in the eye. They can't face you. Now, there are two psychology schools here. Mm-hmm. One school says that liars sometimes really maintain eye contact, because they have planned that lie. They only avoid eye contact if you catch them, like, unexpectedly. So this is the trick with the avoiding the eye contact. And then, regarding eyes, some people say that when you're lying, you tend to blink, like, 3 or 4 times more than a normal person. But then, again, it's not a reason to say that somebody is lying. If I'm talking to someone and this someone is blinking, I cannot just say he's lying.
Right.
So there's counter arguments. And then you have the change of voice. Now, this is very interesting. They say that when someone is lying, the pitch of their voice kind of becomes higher. So it's like they become nervous and it shows on the tone of their voice. And they use a lot of gap fillers, like and you know, like they're not speaking fluently. And then there is the body language, and that is basically turning your body away. You're not facing the person. Your shoulders are away, your back is away, your legs, if you're crossing your legs are not facing the person. Sometimes you cover your face or your mouth, and then there's a lot of fidgeting with the hands and the legs. You're moving, you're touching yourself, you're playing with your hair, you're playing with your ears, you're playing with a pen, you're moving your leg. All of this is called fidgeting, and that says something is not right. You're under stress, you're tense. And then this is the funniest, contradicting yourself. And this is when you start a lie, and then you get lost in the way, so you kind of trap it with another lie, and then you fill it with another lie, and then you forget all the lies you've said. And then you can't remember what was fact and what was fiction, and you begin contradicting yourself. So this is basically like some guidelines of how to non-verbally find out that the person in front of you is lying.
Cool. All right, get in touch, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. That's the phone number to get in touch. Tell us your experiences about lying. We actually did get an SMS.
We did? I just flipped the thing.
Here, scroll down. Where is it? I don't know where it went now.
I believe that eyes reveal truth, reveal lies, and...
Okay.
Yeah, that's from Mundo.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for getting in touch. Want you to get in touch. The show is all about love requests and love dedication, so please get in touch at 6163 or give us a call, 3855055, if there is a love song you would like to hear. I did have a request for a group called Script, and so here's We Cry right here on Cairo's number one hit music station. 104.2 Now the FM.
She's 14, she was hoping for a better world for this little girl. But the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. When she gets that call, home's too far gone. Her baby's on the way with nothing left inside. Together we cry. Why the
by the John plane. Could have gone the whole way. Tighten up the stage, trying to get a deal. Now he's lighting up the wrong way. Something for the pain. Man, you wanna see this kid? He was so flick of unreal. When he gets there, call, he's too far gone to get it together to sing one song. They won't hear tonight the words of a lullaby. About it since she was a girl. She thought that she'd be the one who could change the world. Always trying to pave the way for women in a man's world. Life happened, house, kids, two cars, husband hits the jar, checks that don't go very far now. Now she ain't making changes, she keeps her mind on her wages. The only rattling cage is together we fly. At some point, every rose has to die. It's hard to let your children go, leave home, where they go, who knows. Getting drunk, getting stoned, all alone. Teach your man the fish, you feed him, never lie. You show your kids the truth, hope they never lie. Instead of reading in a letter that they got to something better, bet you're sorry now, I won't be coming home tonight. I'm sick of looking for the heroes in the sky to teach us how to fly. Together we cry, together we cry.
To After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day. Do I stress the man when there's so many real things at hand? We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is never to fall withdraw. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. Should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with Superman. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm gone. And in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. So we are here to me, the shadow comes, the sky is a fall. But ain't no regrets, and no most of no day. Cause that's his goodbye, the sunset.
our history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze, lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down. He takes the day, but I'm gone. And in your way, my blue chain, my tears dry on the mirror. Oh, he walks away. The sun
FM.
Dolce Vita presents The Gathering Night on Friday, October 3rd. A star-studded DJ night featuring Dave Steeman, Eric E., Lucy Amphoy from White Sensation Amsterdam, and for the first time in Egypt, the sensually talented Nikki Bellucci. Brought to you by Cairo's number one for dance, 104.2 Nile FM.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
This one's for all the people showing love. It's appreciated. It's ironic. Life's crazy, man. People come and go. But when the closest one goes, it's the hardest thing ever. They can wait for a moment, I promise.
With me.
Please stay.
Don't fall asleep too soon.
Don't cry.
The angels can wait for a moment.
They can wait for a moment. Don't cry for me when I'm gone. No point in wasting tears. Our time will come one day and I'm just confronting my fears. Oh, it's not really a fear, it's more like a destiny. Sometimes I sit and wonder, is this life really for me? Cause I've seen, heard, felt and done. I hope you're proud of where I've come. You see me grow and help me through and there is no repaying you. I'm here and I feel like I'm delaying you, betraying you. And when I'm gone, I hope there's someone saving you.
Stay with me, don't fall asleep too soon.
They can wait for a moment.
Stay with me. Don't fall asleep too soon. The angels can wait for a moment.
I wanna see your face every time I come home. Cause I can't leave you like this in this cold world alone. But in this life we're living, who knows when I'll be gone. I don't wanna leave you with what ifs held in for long. To the world. Too much to prove, but sometimes I wonder what I really have to lose. And then I really see it's not all about me. I wanna shield you from this harsh mad reality. It's real lyric.
Stay with me, don't fall asleep too soon. The angels can wait for a moment.
They can wait for a moment, I promise.
It wasn't meant to end like this.
It wasn't meant to end like this.
Knock it up.
No.
No.
And life gets risky sometimes, but you gotta take chances. Life's a game, you gotta risk it. Listen, life's so crazy, but I've lived mine well. I hope you do the same thing and I hope you don't fail. If anybody tries to bring you down, just stay strong. Don't argue the fact that you're right and they're wrong. Listen to my lyrics, that's why I wrote this song. So you can be influenced and just stand there strong. Everybody's human and everybody's equal. So don't listen to nobody, cause everybody's people. Do the right moves and don't get caught up in those mess. Be calm, don't be stressed. Be sure to pass your test. Stand your ground and don't let others put you to the test. Stay with me, cause they can wait for a moment.
Ironic, stay with me right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It's 10:43. Thanks for tuning into After Dark. I'm Aaron. On the way, more of your requests, including Lenny Kravitz. Let's see, Michael Bublé had a request for him as well. Keep them coming in to 6163 on the SMS, and keep in mind as well that the show is all about love requests and love dedications, so make sure your request is not like Metallica or something like that. Marwa Raka in the studio. We're talking about lying tonight. If you have a comment about lying, then get in touch at 6163 as well. I want to say what's up to Shireen. She's celebrating her six-year anniversary. Unfortunately, I already played Bryan Adams this evening, but if you send me another song, Shireen, I'll make sure that I get it on for your anniversary. And Mabruk.
Very nice. I want to read Rhythm's message.
Okay.
And I don't know he or she is saying, when someone lies, it's then very easy for them to cheat and betray. When we lie, we steal the others their right for the truth. We steal words their miracle of expressing what we really feel. That's really, really nice. Very nice. All right. Now, Aaron, I've never told you this story before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just say it on air now. That's how I started researching lies and liars and stuff like that. I was introduced to this guy,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him, how old are you? And he said, 29.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked him, what do you do for a living? And then he said he works with some forces protecting some borders somewhere. And then mm-hmm. he began ranting about when he was in Iraq and when he was there and mm-hmm. this and the lives he saved and the things he saw. And he began talking about this and talking about types of guns and uniforms and his friends who died. And that was the first time I see the guy.
Right.
Later on, I meet another friend of mine, and then she says, "Ah, you're not going out with this guy." I said, "No, I just met him, but why?" And then she said, "Well, he's very young." And then I looked at her, I said, "He's 29. She said, "No, he's 19.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's kind of big, so he made up that lie. That's the first one. The second one, I told her, okay, he said he works as thus, and then she said, "No, he's still in college, and he's flunking." And I was stupefied.
Right.
I mean, like, his lies were perfect. He told me a whole story. So I began researching that, and then I found out that this is the meaning of the first type of liars, which is a pathological liar. They're not happy with their lives,
mm-hmm.
and they make up a new identity. Second type of liar, which is most of us, we fit in this category, and that is occasional liars. So most of us, we would lie every now and then. And that is basically because we're trying to avoid an unpleasant situation, or we don't want to admit doing something wrong or embarrassing. And because we're good people and we feel uncomfortable lying, it shows in our body language and face and voice, as I said earlier. It gets worse with the frequent liars.
Mm-hmm.
And those, because they get comfortable with the lying, mm-hmm. they do it naturally and automatically, so it doesn't even show.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the habitual liars. And those are, all right, confession. Sometimes I fit here. And I think that's because of my writing profession.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, sometimes the line between fact and fiction gets blurred. So I would start off a story, meaning mm-hmm. it to be like real story. And then the writer comes in, and I want to make it a nicer story. So I begin adding stuff to the story. And by the end of the story, I don't know what was fact and what was fiction. And that was the habitual liar thing.
Right.
Now, the professional liars, and we've all been exposed to that, and those are the hardest to identify. They lie for a purpose. They lie because they intentionally want to mislead you. Like a mechanic who insists that something is wrong with your car, or like somebody who's like painting your apartment and says that something is wrong here and you need to buy more stuff.
Right.
Someone is trying to rob you off
right.
your money or rip you off, and that's professional liars. And because they have practiced this lie so many times, you just can't find it out. Their voice is fine, their body language is fine, and that's it. And then there are the noted liars. And the noted liars, those are people that are known for lying. They have a reputation for being liars.
Mm-hmm.
And I once had a friend like that, so every time she spoke, whether it was fact or fiction, truth or lie, mm-hmm. we just assumed that she's lying because she was known, noted for lying.
Right.
And then there is the last type of liars, and that is the pulpit liar. And that is basically a person who would preach what they do not practice. So they would keep talking about the morals and the things and how they should be and right and wrong, but when it comes to them and to actually acting upon the words, they just don't do it.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the reasons why people lie.
Yep.
There's many reasons why. And sometimes it's not exactly what...
It's not on the surface. It's deep down.
It is deep down. We'll talk about that coming up. Keep those requests coming in at 6163 on the SMS. Remember, it all is about love request and love
what
dedication.
What just happened here?
I just had, like, my ADD kicked in because I had the day off yesterday and I still haven't fully, you know.
Yeah, Mumbai hangover.
All right, here we go. It's Kobe Calais with the Little Things right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104 point. What is going on? Here we go. Let's try this again. You will never guess what the screen just did, Marwa. I'm hitting it, and it's not working.
Okay, Team Montana is saying, I always tell the truth, even when I lie. Thank you, Team Montana, for the message.
All right, here we go.
Okay,
we'll try this one instead. It's Sarah McLachlan, Angel, on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2, Now the Fan.
Spend all your time waiting.